Hello and welcome to today's Status Update, our weekly look at the world of social media.
Let's begin now.
I'm Mark Saxby and with me is social media marketer Martin Broadhurst. Today we're asking, are Facebook likes worth anything? Martin, some businesses, they are so obsessed by likes that they will go to any means to get likes. So they will use Facebook advertising where they advertise across the whole world even though they're a local store, or they're even paying for people to like their page just because likes are important to them.
Likes alone are worth nothing. You could have a million likes and they could be from 500,000 false accounts and then the rest people across the world, but you know, if you're on a little news agent, it makes no difference. I think what we need to be careful of is misinterpreting what likes can be used for, because likes can be very useful, but alone they're nothing. They're just a figure. What we can do with Facebook is use advertising to build a community around our brand. We get people to opt in to our brand by liking the page. They then basically subscribe to our updates. And then we can use that information to really target them with advertising that's aimed specifically at that community. So all is not lost.
Some companies may say that having lots of likes on their page, whether they're real or whether they're fake, is a sign that they're doing well. It's going to encourage more people to like their page. And actually, ultimately, it's probably worth paying for £20 for 200 likes because it's going to make them look good.
£20 for 200. I can get you 2,000 for £20 on eBay. But that's, you know, eBay, you can buy 2,000 likes for your page, 48-hour turnaround, for 20 quid. But the problem with this, again, it's just numbers. It means nothing. And it actually means that when you get actual data, actual fans, people that genuinely, you know, do like your brand, the data is skewed. So you might have 500 fans of your business within the local area or within your target market, but then you've bought 2,000 likes off eBay and they're from all over the world, not in your market. So all of the valuable data that you've got about the 500 genuine fans is skewed by that data you bought off eBay.
I know some major brands in this country who will pay social media marketing companies per like. They will say, just to pluck a figure out the air, £3 per like, and that's what your aim is for your page. But I also know of local people who have paid companies to get them likes, and then they've looked at the likes they've had on their page, and they've discovered actually that people who like their page are people in another country who would never buy their products. So there's some really twisted logic going on.
Likes are valuable. If you've got genuine likes, you can then pay using Facebook sponsored stories, for instance, to endorse your brand using the like of somebody to their friends. That's valuable. That's something that brands can really grab on to and say, I've got 200 fans. I'm going to use my 200 fans I'm basically going to pay to use them to promote my business. Word of mouth advertising on steroids. This is what we should be doing. The idea that you just buy a bunch of likes through an eBay auction or a Fiverr seller, it's ridiculous. And I think business owners need to be aware of the fact that a number of likes is nothing more than that.
So finally, for those people who have pages which have only got 25 likes, should they be celebrating then or commiserating? What would you say to them?
They should be advertising in the right target market.
And if you want to have your say on Facebook likes, you can do so on our website, www.statussocial.com.